Hour number three now underway, and that means the arrival of Jeff Cooner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, I saw where you wrote about Chick-fil-A at times247.com, and I know you and I have already talked about that to some degree, but I also saw your column in today's paper, Romney is no racist. But yet, you know, I'm sort of with you. I think the closer we get to the election, the more and more you're going to see of the race card.
Andy, they're going to throw everything at him. I mean, now it's becoming really a mud fest. Now they're just throwing mud at him. You have Harry Reid coming out. It's not the racism charge, but now they're saying he's a criminal.
Yeah.
Now they're saying he didn't pay taxes for 10 years. He was evading taxes. He's a tax cheat. And I thought Romney, I have to say to his credit, I thought handled that very well when he said, put up or shut up. Either you have the evidence, mm-hmm. you have the proof, or stop making unsubstantiated, slanderous charges. And now Reid is up the ante by coming out and saying, well, I have a source. Well, now the Republicans are saying, divulge that source. Who's your source? So they're going after him apparently for not showing more of his tax records. They're saying apparently he's a tax cheat, he's a criminal. They tried to portray him as a vulture capitalist. They came up with false claims that he was outsourcing jobs. They tried to go after him on the Mormonism issue. They tried to go after him on the bullying issue when he was a 17-year-old kid. So now apparently they're trying to trump up these bogus charges of racism. So according now to this latest attack, when he plays ads in some of these key swing states of that big speech, that infamous speech now, where Obama in Roanoke, Virginia, told business leaders and small businesses across the country, you didn't build that, the government did, according now to many liberals, they're now claiming, well, you see, when Obama is speaking and Romney's playing that ad, well, Obama is actually sounding very angry. And in fact, if you look at the ad and you look at the way Obama gave that speech and made that comment, he actually goes to a, quote, black dialect. That's their term, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep saying, see, that's the reason why they're running the ad. Not for the comment, but because Obama spoke in a, quote, black dialect,
oh my God.
Which is pushing buttons. It's code for white racism. Then they say when he goes to Israel and he makes an obvious point, literally, Andy, to me, it's almost like saying the sky is blue. Culture matters. Culture influences a nation's economic wealth and prosperity. Israel is a Western country. It's based on the rule of law. It has free market capitalism. It's a vibrant democracy. It has property rights. That's why you have all these high-tech businesses. That's why it's a first world country. Suddenly they're saying, no, he's demeaning the Palestinians. He's saying Israeli culture is superior to Palestinian culture, and so really Romney is a racist. And then to me, the coup de grace, the cherry on the sundae, was then he goes to Poland. Now, Andy, we spoke about this. Why did he go to Britain? Why did he go to Israel? Why did he go to Poland? There are three most obvious, strongest allies on the world stage who have been snubbed by Obama. Our alliances with them have been broken and fractured. So clearly his intention was, under my administration, I will strengthen our friends, strengthen our alliances, and stand up to our enemies. That was clearly the intention of why he chose those three countries. I don't want to be rude or offensive, but even a moron could figure that out. No, according to Cokie Roberts now on ABC News, she goes on NPR, she's an ABC News analyst, Cokie Roberts says, no, he really went to Poland to galvanize the white ethnic vote. His visit to Poland was also a form of racism to appeal to the white working class in this country. So really, Andy, now we've gotten down to this point. If you say Western culture produces economic prosperity, you're a racist. If you say that you visit Poland because you want to shore up our alliances with Poland, no, you're really appealing to white racists and hard hats construction workers, because according to Cokie Roberts and the left, when they come home, they're obsessed. I didn't know this, but the workers in Philadelphia and New York and Chicago, the guys that do construction and work in the steel mills and the textile mills, they come home and they say, you know, I wonder how Polish pierogies are doing. Why aren't we helping the Poles make better pierogies? How's their vodka? I don't think it's as good as the Russian vodka. Polish issues are my top priority. It's not jobs. It's not crime. It's not illegal immigration. It's not putting food on the table. It's not whether this country will be broke. It's about the state of Polish vodka and Polish pierogies. That's literally what Cokie Roberts is saying. So this is how absurd they're becoming. And Andy, as I point out in the piece, and I want to stress this to all the listeners, it's now getting obvious. They have a failed president. They can't defend him. They can't defend many of his statements. They can't defend his dismal record. So what they're going to do now is anything Romney says, anything he does, to the point of visiting a country, they're going to say that's racist. Anything. So I think, really, Andy, if he says he likes a ham sandwich, they're going to say, ooh, ham sandwich, usually that's white bread, wink, wink, he's a racist.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I don't know if we touched on this yesterday, but yesterday afternoon, for the first time in a long time, they put him back on the prompter. I think they're scared to death. They can't let him go off the prompter anymore. He's got to stay on task.
Well, no, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's a joke. It's sort of like, no, when he's off the prompter, he actually is telling people what he really thinks, and we're just getting killed. We keep dropping in the polls. He keeps telling us what a socialist and a collectivist he is. Get him back on the prompter. Read your lines, Mr. President. Just read the lines, okay? We packaged you in 2008. We got to repackage you in 2012. Andy, they're desperate. He's down 5-6 percentages in most of the polls. Romney is gaining in many of the key swing states. I have to tell you, Andy, talking to Democrats and Republicans, you can see the change in the last 3 weeks. The Republicans now feel they have the wind behind their sails. The Democrats are panicking. Today's jobs report numbers is devastating. Again, now 8.3%. We're not going down. The unemployment rate is going up. We are now, I believe, literally on the verge of a double-dip recession. We may even collapse and fall in September and October. The president can no longer control events. He is at the mercy of the economy. He is at the mercy of public opinion. He is at the mercy of Mitt Romney. I believe his days are numbered. Romney now has to pick a good, solid VP, run a smart campaign, hammer him on the issues, hammer him on the economy. And honestly, Andy, I don't see how Obama can survive. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I'm not saying things don't happen in a campaign. There could be unexpected surprises. But at this point, I believe Obama is a one-termer and, frankly, has nobody to blame but himself.
Yeah. You know, I was looking over some of the stuff from this campaign that's evolved, if you will, to use a Democratic term. Remember the bullying? They were claiming that Romney was nothing but a bully. And now you've got Newsweek, you know, in the past week coming out with the wimp factor. The guy went from a bully to being
a wimp.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very perceptive observation. You're completely right. I mean, literally a month ago, he apparently, I mean, the victim even denies it happened, but apparently he jumped some victim in high school as part of some prep school prank. They cut his hair. So apparently, no, he's a bully. He bullies the kid. He bullies people at Bain. He bullies jobs. He bullies factories. He bullies everybody. He's some monster. No, now within a month, they go, that wasn't true. That got no traction. No, now he's a wimp. Now he's Bush 41 all
yeah,
over again.
I know.
Well, a man who saves the Olympics, runs one of the most successful private equity companies in the world, loses to Ted Kennedy, comes back and wins the governorship of Massachusetts, loses the race for the presidency in 2008, comes back and win. He's a pretty tough guy, Andy. I mean, to me, he's resilient. If
yep.
there's anything about Mitt Romney, he can take a punch and keep moving forward.
Yep.
I think he's proven that already.
I think so, too. All right, my friend, have a good weekend. We'll talk
you
Monday.
Too. God bless you, Andy.
See ya. Jeff Cooter of the Washington Times, 514, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.